Some of the couples say their I do's, while others say their I don'ts. Well, tonight we are recapping all the weddings and all the mishaps on the 90 Day Fiancé After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's a beautiful night.
It's a celebration.
It is. We have our ugly sweaters on, Christmas sweaters, holiday sweaters.
I think I want to marry you.
A lot of couples tonight, we're getting hitched.
Listen.
Hey, After Buzzers, and welcome back to 90 Day Fiancé After Show. Tonight, we have so much to discuss. Tonight, we're talking the two-night extravaganza. We're so excited that you're back with us. I'm Stacey Olivas. You can catch me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. And I want to introduce you to my amazing co-hosts, and two of our other ones are not here today.
Yes, they're home for the holidays. We love you, Keith. We love you, Alex. I am Linda Antwi, and all I can say is like, whoa. There's so much to talk about, so let's dive in. You can find me at Linda Is So Girly all across social media. Linda Is So Girly.
Linda Is So Girly. You guys, this episode, I mean, these last couple episodes, wow.
I mean,
can words even describe it?
No, they cannot. There's so much. I mean, that first part episode, the last 2 minutes,
yeah,
like bombshells. Bomb, just shockers. bomb. You get a bomb and you get a bomb.
Yes, well, speaking of bombs, bring on the pecan pie, as she says it.
Okay, Molly, Antonio.
Molly and Luis. Now, there was a huge shocker in tonight's. Do we just want to head on into that?
Let's just jump in.
Okay.
They're legally married.
What the heck? Molly, you have lied to us.
You've lied to us, you lied to the producers, you lied to your children, and by lying we mean omission, right? You did something and then pretended like you weren't married. Why would you do that?
Why would you do that to us, your fans?
I mean, and can I...
And your kids.
I just want to say for the record, as we move forward with Molly and Louise, I called it from day one.
Yes, you did.
I called this from day one. That young... person, I won't even say, like, I'm going to say it, I don't care. That young person, that the stereotype being the young Dominican coming over, marrying the older cougar for a green card. He got the wedding papers, he got the marriage certificate, and he's like, peace. It was a whole different guy. I remember we were saying, like, he's imploding. Like, what's going on? Who is this guy, remember?
We thought he, like, cheated on her or something.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I already got married, so I don't got to try anymore.
I don't got to try. You suck, peace.
And he literally did peace out. Well, they canceled the wedding. Mm-hmm. Molly said she was going to donate her dress. Her mom came over to try to console her. Jess was even there consoling her. And Luis took off with his brothers. What did you think about that and his exit?
I thought that it was really sad that she felt that she had to leave her own house because she didn't want to see him leave. And I just feel for her because I feel like what she's showing is that she really, truly fell for him. She truly, truly loved him and was opening her heart, her home, her children, her family to him. And he was just, this is my ticket into America. This is my ticket to a green card. And he scammed her because he scammed all of us.
Yes.
He scammed us. He was like, remember he was like, Molly this, I love her and I love Molly. It was all that all the time.
It's such a red flag, though, when someone comes on that strong and that romantic, like, I'm going to win you over, I'm going to woo you, something's up.
That and for him to be able to switch it so quickly, she and her make excuses for it, something was going on. That's a red flag to me, too.
I can only imagine how she felt. Like, one day he's like, Molly, I love you so much, you're amazing. And the next day he's like, I don't care about your kids. I don't want to talk to you. You're wasting my time. Yep. I'd rather be home right now sleeping than out with you.
Yeah. I'm going to side note quick. Katie, who's in our live chat right now, we're going to get to that shortly. I've read your comment, and we're going to get to that and talk about it.
Yeah. Thanks so much for joining in with us.
We're
so excited. Yes. These episodes.
So, also I want to talk about, so they're married on paper, right? And she is confused, she says. Right? So the dad talks to her, she talks to Olivia, and she's like, I just don't know what I'm going to do. I'm confused. All the way through to the tell-all where she's like still hopeful. I just thought it was so sad.
She's still holding on to some sort of hope, and she like, It's just so sad because she wants love so badly, and you can just see it. And she does love Luis.
Yeah.
And he does, I mean, in the tell-all, he didn't want to sit next to her.
He didn't want to sit next to her. He didn't even want to discuss any of his behavior. He was just like, no. And then, because everyone came back on the tell-all, he had to sit beside her. And do you see how they were holding hands? But I'm really big into body language.
Yeah.
And her whole body was twisted away from him because he's like, he's a mess.
He's checked out.
He's checked out.
So I wonder how, like, now, what is he? He's just waiting for that green card to come into play?
That's it. So, because we're not going to do a specific K-1 visa section, what I will do is mention how this whole process works for each of the couples. Mm-hmm. So for Molly and Luis, because they're legally married now, he is now able to get a green card. He's just going to wait the process out, but he has to still live with her. That's probably why he agreed.
Oh, he does?
Yes, because as a married couple, you still have to live together.
How would they know, though, if you're not living together?
Well, because technically they can come and do like a home visit. They can look at your bank records. They can look at your phone records, all of that stuff to make sure that you're not committing fraud. And so I think that's part of the reason why he decided that he's going to move back, because he needs to show that he's living in the house, acting like a married couple. So as soon as he gets his green card, though, he can bounce. That's it. He's done.
And it seems like his family members, this is like an ongoing thing, because maybe he followed in the footsteps of his brother.
Which is what I said last episode.
Yeah, you did. You called it. Are you psychic or something?
I might be psychic. Or I can see like a scammer a million miles away
or
something. Right?
Yeah.
You know?
I have that. Yeah.
So, but I just feel like Molly should open her eyes and annul this wedding or marriage, because they didn't have a wedding. So annul it immediately so that he doesn't get what he originally was wanting.
And she could do that now, and that will just end everything. He
end
has
everything.
To go back to the Dominican Republic.
Bye, Luis. Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye. Yep. And then my another side note was when the her dad, Philip, came over and realizing that they hadn't talked for 2 months. And the dad was like, I told you this. I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. Like, do you think, he said, do you feel like you made a good decision with all of this? And what did she say? Yes.
And that's the thing is, I think the dad, as a parent, well, I'm not a parent, but I can only imagine, parents, they just love their kids so much, even though they don't want to give them what they want, what the kid wants, or their children want. And he just wanted his daughter to be happy, and he was like, this is going to end bad. He saw that coming. And in the previous episodes, he seemed pretty much like, people thought he was like a little racist or this and that, but...
At the end of the day, he was right.
Yeah.
He saw it, and he called it, and he said, you know, this is not for you. I want you to be happy, but he's not for you.
Yeah, he probably could see it, like, just in their interaction with each other, everything.
You scammed us. I'm so mad.
But Molly, come on, Molly.
Wake
up.
Wake up.
Can we talk about her when she told Olivia that she was married? What did you think about that?
I thought it was really terrible that she didn't tell Olivia. And why? It's because Olivia was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And when Olivia said, you know, you're the person that I count on, you're the person that I come to and I can talk to, and you hid this from me, you lied to me. I felt like as a teenager, you know, when you want to talk to your parents, but it's also hard because you're going through teenage years, this might be a problem in the future because she feels like her mom's not talking to her, so why should I talk to you?
Yeah.
You know? Molly needs to think about that in her relationship.
Now she probably views her differently. She said, you're the only person, she was the only person she trusted, and you just went behind my back.
Exactly.
I feel like Olivia, in some ways, is more mature than Molly.
Isn't it crazy? And she sees it all and calls it all out to her mom. But like you said, she's really desperate to find love.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's blinded by that. And I think that we've all been there to some degree where we think we love this person so much that we blindfold ourselves from all the bad stuff that they may do or stuff that's not good for us or not gelling with us because we want to force it to work because we love them.
Because it's like you don't want to see the truth.
Yeah.
It's like that saying, you can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
So true, though.
So true.
So true. And then Olivia, she also mentioned that her mom has done this before, that this is like a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So she saw this coming. Mm-hmm. And she said that my mom loves with like her heart and her emotions, not with her brain. She doesn't
know. I mean, she acts before she thinks.
Yeah.
So I guess she has history with this, and Olivia has seen it before, and it's called it out. And I feel like it's almost had to, it's made her have to grow up a little quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Molly, come on, you really just need to sit down and take a time out. Go sit in a corner and think about all your actions.
And what you're dragging your daughters through.
Daughters, absolutely.
Which is so hard to watch. Yeah. Well.
Do we feel like we've covered everything here for Molly and Louise?
I wish we could just have an extended episode of this, like, and see how they're really doing now in the house.
Yeah, I agree.
That'd be great.
But you know what? Online, there's so much, and I know our fans, they send us stuff all the time. So if you guys hear anything, please do tweet us or...
We love hearing this.
Or YouTube us. We love hearing from you, for sure.
And join us in on live chat right now.
Yes.
We're going to mention your comments, and we're going to talk about all the dish that you guys know about.
The last thing I want to mention is that we saw Molly's dress when she was trying it on, mm-hmm. because we are going to talk about each of the wedding dresses. Yes. Because this is our wedding episode. And unfortunately, she did not have the wedding. She is going to donate her dress, though, which I think is a great thing, right? She's going to donate it to someone in need.
So she's never going to have the wedding, the rumor is.
Well, we don't know, but we don't know what she's going to do. But she's already married, so I don't think she's going to have her dream wedding with Luis. I personally don't think. But then I just saw a disturbing photo online of them, like, 2 minutes before air. So
of her in, like, a... crop top bikini something.
Yes, him in a cowboy hat, hot mess. It was, I don't know what's going on there. Okay,
moving on to hot messes and dragging kids through the dirt. Nicole and Asen, what did you think of them these last couple episodes? And you know, Nicole's mom is really calling out Asen that and saying that he's a financial drain on Nicole, like,
because he is.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nicole doesn't have, like, a crazy great job, right? She keeps sending him money, and we keep learning with this couple that she's sending hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And when she doesn't have money, she tells her mom a lie and says, oh, I need gas money, or I need this for this and this and this. Mom gives it to her, and she turns around Western Union's to Morocco.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's ridiculous. So
these things are going on in the world, too, right now. Like, people are sending money to other people, and it's just, like, a scam. So do you think... What did you want
Katie.
To talk about?
Katie. So we've moved on from Molly, but I sure hope she had a prenup. But, you know, she's love struck. I don't think she had a prenup. I think she jumped in and said, I'll sign the marriage certificate, and I'm going to have my dream wedding. So
she went in with her heart.
She went in with her heart, and she has made a big mistake. But if she annuls it, she'll be all good.
She needs to do that quick, though.
Immediately, if not sooner.
Wait, how long does it take for the green card to happen?
It can be... year process, so anywhere between 2 and 12 months.
She has that long.
But to annul, you need to annul soon before it's actually a marriage, right? So annul,
do it.
Asen and Nicole. So one of the things about Asen and Nicole's relationship is that we haven't seen him here in America yet.
No, they haven't. He's not coming over.
And then the rumor is online is that he had his interview and was denied. So,
do you think he purposely did that?
I mean, yeah. He probably was like, you know, I don't like her. Don't send me over there, but tell her that you denied me.
Maybe he's keeping this long-distance relationship going, so she just keeps sending him money.
Absolutely. It's a scam.
So you don't think he wants to come to America?
I don't think he wants to come to America. I don't think he loves Nicole. I don't think he wants to be with Nicole. I don't think that he wants to be a dad to May. I think that he... quote unquote lost his job, he keeps saying, because of Nicole, and now Nicole feels guilty, so Nicole keeps sending him money that she doesn't really have.
So yeah, and I was reading recently that he was a server, but Nicole required him to keep contacting her all the time
because she's needy.
So that got him fired or let go, or he quit?
Maybe she
offered the money to him. Hey, be home. Let me know where you're at all times. And
I mean, I think with a lot of serving jobs, you can't have your phone on the floor. So maybe he was texting or whatever and got caught and then was fired. But that's not really because of Nicole per se, even though if she was on the other end, it was you're responsible for yourself, in my opinion. You know what the rules are. And if you broke them, then hey, I that happens. But I just think he doesn't love her. He doesn't love her and he doesn't want to be with her. And they've had problems, and we've talked about this last episode, where we haven't ever seen a loving moment with them. It's always been fighting. It's always been drama. It's always been some type of conflict to the point where it got physical, you know? So I just feel bad. And in the tell-all...
Oh, my gosh. He didn't show up.
Didn't show up.
Haven't talked to him in 3 days. How do you go that long without talking to your significant other? If it's like a day, I'm like...
Okay, and not just that. How about you're a coward because you know this tell-all was planned for however long. You knew the time and location. All you had to do is Skype in, and you can't be reached not on just one phone, but two phones.
Let's talk about two phones. Why does he have two phones?
That's because, you know, he's a scammer.
He's a little player.
He's a player.
Oh, right? That's so frustrating.
And then poor Robbie Lee, who's Nicole's mom, right? She is trying to explain to Nicole, like, hey, I don't think that this is the best thing, but I support you and I want you to be happy. But, like, he hasn't shown up for this. He hasn't, like, made you happy in any shape, way, or form. And you keep sending him money. And, like, she said, how much money do you send per month? Just tell them. And Nicole freaked out because it made her look bad.
Yeah. And it's like she's accepting, like, scraps being thrown at her from a relationship, and she's sending money over for what? Like, she's not seeing him. What are you getting from this?
Right. That is not your husband. He is not your husband yet. And what are you getting from that?
And can we talk about – she's not getting anything. But can we talk about when her brother came into the picture and even, like, called her out and said, you have had May call other people dad. This has happened before. And this guy needs to get a job. And if he comes to America, he needs to get a job.
And I'll make sure he gets a job.
Or there will be trouble.
I love that. And I love the fact that he's younger than her and just is laying down the law. Like, we've been here. You've done this before. I am not for it. I'm not for him calling or May calling him daddy because you've been there, done that, and that didn't work out, and now you're doing it again. Like, learn from your mistakes. He doesn't work there. You send money to him, and if he comes here, he is going to work. Like, that is it. The end. I loved it. I loved everything about it.
And Nicole, she keeps introducing all these guys to her daughter, and it's just, what is that effect it's going to have on her daughter in the long run? Like, it's kind of sad.
And we've seen it. We just talked about Luis and Molly and the two daughters and how it really does affect that relationship. And you can't just bring any Tom, Dick, or Harry into your life because it affects your children. I think as an adult, I think as a person with children and a parent, you have to be more responsible.
Yeah. And she even had the audacity to call out Molly on the reunion about her parenting. What did you think about that?
I thought it was funny because the two of you, it's like the pot what is it, the saying? Pot calling the kettle black? You two are the same mirror situation. You both fell for scam artists. You both have children. The men both suck. So what are you talking about? You need to get him out, and Azan's never coming here, so you need to let him go. Bye, Luis. Bye, Azan. That's it.
But Nicole has claimed that it's because he didn't come on the show, or he's not calling her because he's embarrassed.
Nope, that's not it. That's an excuse. It's an excuse to make sure that she doesn't look bad and that doesn't seem like she's a weirdo for sending money to someone who's not even answering her calls. In the tell-all, she said she tried to text him 50 times. 50 times on both phones. Give me a break.
Gosh.
Give me a break.
How could you not think that looks bad?
Give me a break. You know what? If I can get this on the screen somehow, this would be perfect.
Is it the
yes?
Oh my gosh, goodness, show that to the screen.
Okay, is there a way
we get the close up?
That's my screen right there. Is there a way to
zoom
be a close up on that?
Where's Waldo? But it says, where's Azan?
Where's Azan? And
where
it says, he's probably at Western Union. Hilarious.
The fans post the most hilarious stuff.
Yeah, they
do. Love it. Well, we hope, you know, we heard a little bit of a rumor, though, about them. Maybe a future spinoff.
Yeah.
Can you share about that?
So, online, the rumor is that there is possibly a spinoff with Azan and Nicole, because obviously their story is unfinished.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow Nicole online, she posts some interesting stuff in her Instagram stories. And it's worth taking a look at.
Yeah.
She's there's a lot going on there.
Luring in the people.
She's luring us in. And I mean, I'm hooked. I follow. And all I can say is if there is a spinoff show, we're going to definitely have to include it in our show because those two are a hot mess and have been a hot mess from before the 90 days, 90 days. And if they spin off.
After the 90 days.
Listen, there's more to this story.
If they'll ever come to America, which
He's not coming.
He's not coming.
That is my prediction for these two. He is not coming. For them, we don't have a wedding dress because we haven't even made it to the K-1 visa. So
what he's not coming because he didn't even pass the...
Well, he got denied is the rumor. Yeah. We don't know that for sure, but that's the rumor that he got denied, so he would not be able to come. So Nicole talks about possibly living in Morocco to her mom. Remember that? Yeah. And her mom's like, no, that's not happening.
If he's even there when she shows up, if he even answers his phone when she arrives with May.
Yeah. We don't know what's happening with them, but obviously it's nothing. I think that it's over, and I think that he's trying to tell you, Nicole, that it's over. But who knows? We don't know the full story yet.
I think he's going to keep stringing her along, and then she's going to keep sending him money.
Yep.
And it's going to be like, okay, I'll give you tidbits of, like, a little bit of a relationship. Yeah. Like, I'll call you once a week. I'll do this. I'll tell you how much I love you. But then keep the money coming.
Dude, it's like that, you know, that email that everyone's gotten from the Nigerian prince where send me this thing. Send me this thing and I'll send you millions of dollars. I think it's like that, but like the love connection version.
Yeah. Yeah, because she is needy, but she is also needy because he's not fulfilling any of her needs.
True. But she is needy because if you think about her having some other guy and May call that guy dad and now this guy dad, like there's something there that's a little...
She just needs a man. Any man. Mm-hmm. As long as it's a man.
Insert man here.
Well, a couple that did make it to the altar, David and Evelyn. What did you think about their... Okay, wait. Let's go back before the wedding. Okay so David's best friend, Ricardo, was kind of like on the apprehensive side about them getting married and kind of like...
Called him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that it's all about Evelyn. It's whatever she wants, whatever she... She doesn't really care what you think. She just wants her way. Yeah. What did you think about that situation?
I thought that was very... So I was torn because I thought it was very direct. And as a best friend, I would want my best friend to be direct and honest. But I also think that you're already beyond that point. Like, this is the wedding's happening.
You're putting the tux on.
Yeah, you should have said that, you know, last night. You should have said it 2 weeks ago. But yeah, you're putting the tux on, like you said. And the wedding's happening tomorrow. So... why are you saying this now? Like, don't ruin my moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's, I felt like his heart was in the right place, but the timing was wrong.
Yeah. It's too late for him to even
To say what? He would be like, yeah, I do feel like she's controlling and I do feel like she made all the decisions and I do feel like this is a bad idea.
Yeah. And David was told him back it was that he said that, well, she's my wife. You need to accept her.
Yeah. So, and respect her.
And respect her.
Yeah. Which is big.
I wonder, was the mom in that tuxedo shop? Because she was paying for this stuff. Was she there when this conversation was going on?
Evelyn's mom wasn't there.
Okay.
No, she wasn't there. But yeah, her family ended up paying for all the tuxes, which, you know, I think was a nice gesture.
Yeah, that was sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Considering that, you know, they weren't housing any of the people that came over.
Oh my gosh. Evelyn did not want them there.
Oh my gosh, crazy.
So she paid for their tuxes. Mm-hmm. However, what did you think of Evelyn's dress?
Okay, so real talk. I was talking about this earlier with Stacey. So my first reaction when I first saw the clip before I watched the episode was like, whoa, what is that? What's going on? Then I saw the dress when she's walking down the stairs and I thought, that dress is disgusting.
And a little discolored.
And off and the sleeves and like, but... I was like, what's going on here? What's happening? Like, am I seeing things? Like, is that, that can't be real? And then when she put the veil on and the veil was like all long and the long sleeve, I thought that dress was really terrible. It's a terrible dress. It looks ugly. It looks like maybe vintage. And then I said, you know what? Maybe that's just not my style. So let me calm down and stop judging it, right? And look with fresh eyes. And I looked with fresh eyes and I still thought that dress is terrible. But then we find out that it was actually her mom's dress. It's Jacqueline's dress is her mom's name. And so it's super sentimental because the mom said that as she was growing up, she pictured her daughter coming down the stairs in her wedding dress. And fast forward to the wedding when the dad started crying because he saw his daughter in his wife's wedding dress, and I thought, oh, that's really beautiful.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Right?
I still wouldn't wear the dress, but that was sweet.
Yeah, it was really, so it was beautiful.
Sentiment. Yeah. Yeah, it was sentimental. Yeah. And she, like we were saying before, she's like an old soul.
She's a super old soul. So if you guys have watched this episode, that whole wedding was vintage. The dress was vintage. The car was vintage. her after dress was vintage, her after jacket was vintage. Like, it was all, like, stuck in the 1970s at least.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. They were really there. Even the hall. Like, did you see the church?
Like, I didn't like the whole wedding.
Don't strike me down, God. But like, yeah. The church was, like, 70s, and it had this weird sign. I don't know.
And 70s, I didn't like the clothing era too much. And. I don't know. She could have done – well, I don't know. David just accepted it, but I think they could have done better on the wedding.
I mean, they were on a budget too, so.
They could have made it look cuter, though. You can make it cuter on a budget.
I think that maybe we're just so
– okay, we're just haters.
We're so
we're
L.A.
Just we're just yeah. Whatever. I'm going to move on from that.
Oh, wait. Okay. But what I did love, too, is that David's parents were there.
I know.
And we got to see them, and that was really sweet. Yeah, yeah, first appearance. And I would love to have seen more.
And he was crying, and they were crying. It was just a sweet.
I feel like they're going to last.
Yeah, now I feel like they're at the beginning when she wouldn't let his parents stay there. Yeah. She wouldn't let any of his friends stay at her parents' house or house them or anything for the wedding. I thought, oh, they're not going to really last. But now?
Yeah, and I thought they couldn't communicate, and especially because they were not talking about sex and he was all weird about it. But then we found out the reason why, right?
Wait, so what did you think about that?
So I thought that that was really a valid point. Mm-hmm. So the reason why that he does not want to talk about sex is that he doesn't want to talk about sex on national TV. He wants to talk, he'll talk about it behind closed doors, he'll talk to the pastor, he'll talk with her parents, he said, but he doesn't want to talk about sex on national TV, which I completely get.
Yeah.
Right? I completely get it, because who really does?
Like, poor guy, we were like ripping him apart, maybe there's something he's hiding.
He has a history, and that's probably why he didn't want to do it, because the people like last were just like, this is happening.
He's not a virgin.
Right. You're a liar.
Poor guy.
You have some type of dark history. You need counseling.
No, he's just conservative, which is rare, and doesn't want to talk about sex on national television.
Exactly, national television. So I thought that was really an interesting point, too.
Yeah, and what did you think about them at the tell-all? They didn't really have much to say.
They didn't have much to say. Evelyn was really quiet. I was surprisingly quiet. But I also think, too, that shows her age because she's 18, right? So she doesn't have a lot of experience. So I don't think that she had a lot to input because she doesn't have the experience.
Yeah. And Michaela made an appearance.
Michaela made an appearance. They were besties all of a sudden.
I know. That was a little change, flip of the script.
Yeah. And it was funny to hear her talk about all the rumors online, like she was in love with Evelyn and didn't want Evelyn to leave her and all of that stuff. It was funny to hear her say it.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
They were pretty lighthearted about it. And they were like, yeah, we're all friends now.
Yeah.
Which is, wow. Seeing them from the episodes, previous episodes to now, it's just like a different couple.
Yeah, but did you see how even Sean Robinson, who was the host of that tell-all, was like, oh, so you guys are all best friends now? And she said it like she didn't believe it.
She was like, okay, all of a sudden.
Yeah, all of a sudden. I feel like that might be, like, maybe we're all civil. We might not be besties, but we're cool.
Maybe they all got together and were like, ooh, I'm looking at all these comments, all these tweets. Oh, my gosh, the fans are attacking. Like, whatever, saying all this crazy stuff. And we're just going to, like, make
be
it
cool.
Look right.
Yeah, like, we're civil. We'll see. Yeah, totally.
Well, a couple that is not very civil most of the time, but is ringing in the dough.
Dude,
by doing
with David
nothing.
Are
by doing absolutely nothing.
Are we
going
to go there?
We're going to go there.
David
Annie and David.
Okay.
They even got married. What? Okay. We need to just dive into the wedding dress.
Okay. So the wedding dress
she
first.
She went shopping with the wedding dress with Nikki. Mm-hmm. What did you think about her not having, first of all, David setting a budget to like $200
to $300.
$200 budget. Mm-hmm. And then the credit card didn't work at the counter. What did you think about that? What were you feeling at that time watching that?
I'll just talk about the wedding.
Okay.
So first of all, setting a budget of $200 for your wedding dress, that's pretty slim, right? To get a dress of your dreams. And then when she pulled out the international credit card and it was declined or they couldn't take it and Nikki had to pay for Annie's wedding dress, I thought that whole thing was completely tacky. I thought that it was also planned, right? Because, oh, here's $200. Oh. Here's $200 for your wedding. But he didn't actually give her the $200.
Yeah.
Right? He's like, oh, your budget is $200.
And it was so awkward because Nikki was just like standing there for a while.
Right. Like what are you going to do about it? But I almost felt like it was planned. Like David knew that Chris and Nikki always take care of him. So if there's no money, she's going to be the good person and be like, well, of course, like here, let's take care of this.
And of course, Annie wasn't alone. Nikki was there.
Of
she asked her to come.
Yeah.
That is so shady.
Yeah, but because David is shady. David is the worst of the worst of the worst.
Yeah, and what is Nikki going to do? Like, look bad and, like, feel bad and just be like, oh, okay.
And Nikki said it, like, I want her to feel special and beautiful and have that experience of being a bride. So, of course, like, $200 is nothing to her. So she's going to do it.
Yeah.
Right? And she's going to do it to make her happy. It was all the wedding dress is beautiful though for her. Like I felt she got the right one for like her shape and her all of
it. It was so pretty.
It was super pretty.
Super pretty. Mm-hmm. Simple and really pretty.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that they are just taking Chris and Nikki for a ride and they have a plan and date. I don't get it. I still am like so confused about this money situation and what's going on with that and why Chris is forking out all this money.
And it's David. A lot. So let's just break it down just a little bit. So Chris is paid for David while he's been away in Asia.
In Asia.
Right?
So he's giving him like a salary?
For what? We don't know. Right? So the rumor is that Chris and Nikki have a business. Mm-hmm. It's like a touristy business for foreigners to go over and meet women in Asia.
I don't know. They probably set up Annie and David, and who knows what this business entails. Is it like we have a behind the, I'm a pimp, and I'm just pimping out all these like girls from Thailand? What's going on?
I feel like we don't know, but fans, look it up online and you tell us. You be the judge of what's really going on there. But
it sounds a little shady.
It sounds a lot shady. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then Chris ends up paying for David and Annie to come back to America, right? Because he had no money. He paid for the dowry, right? He paid for the rings.
Yeah.
He paid for the water.
Buffalo.
I was like, what is that? Buffalo. That's my buffalo move. And then he's paying for the apartment. He is letting him use his car. Then he paid for the wedding. Nikki paid for the wedding dress. I mean,
what have they paid for?
Sean even said at the tell-all, so like, how much have you paid? And he said about $5,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he owes still to the parents $13,500. And then Sean says to him, but of the $5,000, how much came from you?
Do you remember? Like didn't he say two to three?
He didn't answer.
Did he say anything?
No, Chris was like, well, we haven't really tallied it up. And Nikki was like, we haven't tallied it up because if we knew, it would break our relationship up.
Did you notice during that time, I just had to point this out, Nikki was really holding on to Chris.
Yeah,
did you see
for
that?
Dear life.
And I saw a comment recently that a fan commented on our live stream, and it said, well, Annie is really after one thing, and that's Chris.
I wouldn't be surprised.
She sees dollar signs.
Because even in the tell-all, when they talked about the massage and how it was inappropriate, and Sean was like, well, Nikki, would you have allowed it to happen? And she's like, hell no. But then Annie's comment, when she was like, well, of course we wouldn't do it. Like, what kind of massage would you want with a happy ending? Right? Who says that? Who says that?
So you think something has gone on between them?
I mean,
hell no! I don't know.
But did you see how Nikki kept looking at her like side eyes, and she was holding on to her man for dear life the whole time?
She was like holding on to him like a child holding on to a parent.
Yep.
That was weird. And something is just fishy. I want to know what these business they're running and why David. There's something that David's doing for Chris that is.
I don't think David's really? Doing anything. I think he's just a lazy freeloader. And I think that perhaps maybe when they travel, because they talked about how, or Chris said how during the tell-all, after David went bankrupt and got divorced, he sponsored him basically to come traveling the world with him because he likes to travel and he likes to do what he wants to do, right? So perhaps in that journey, Chris did some shady stuff that David knows about, and that's why he's okay with, like, giving him money, like, keep your mouth shut. Paying him to shut up, because I guess, you know, Nikki doesn't know his full history. We don't know.
There's something fishy mm-hmm. going on with them. Like, they are going overseas and doing, having some fun. And what kind of fun that entails? I don't know, but I can only imagine. But let's also talk about, sorry, there's like so much,
yeah, there's so much
in this episode. And just, well, Chris and Nikki said that they're no longer going to sponsor or pay for David right. and all his
right. So this is it. So there's a couple of things here. So first, Nikki's basically telling her husband, like, we're not sponsoring. That's it. That's done.
Done.
Unless he earns that money, we are not just handing money out anymore. So Chris kind of does this look over to David like, yes, this is the end of the money trail. We're done. But I have a restaurant business opportunity that I want you to come 50-50 partners with me. And then what did he say? He's like,
And they even asked him, they were like, well, why aren't you accepting this? This is like your only opportunity you're getting. And he was like, oh, well, you know, it's been like only a couple days.
Yeah, because he's a freeloader. He doesn't want to work. He hasn't worked for 4 years. He has this multimillionaire shelling out money left, right, and center for your wedding dress, for your rings, all this stuff. Why would he work? He hasn't worked for 4 years. He's a lazy butt.
He's like their child.
He's awful. He's lazy. He's unmotivated. He's been given so many opportunities in the sense that Chris says, I'm trying to give you a hand up, not a handout. But he sees it as a handout, and he keeps having his hand out.
Do you think he's going to deny that?
Hell yeah, because he doesn't want to work.
Why would you do that? You're a 50-50 partnership with a restaurant.
He doesn't want to work. Have you ever met someone that's super lazy? Because I have, and that's that.
And
that's
everything's
David.
Excuses?
Everything's excuses. Everything's
and,
excuses.
And, like, opportunities could just be falling in their lap, and they're like, meh.
I mean, he said he has an opportunity in Asia, too, in the tell-all. So why weren't you taking that opportunity? And why are you living in Chris's house? Why are you driving Chris's car? If you really were serious about your business and you were serious about, like, the grind, then go ahead and, like every other person, get a job, find a place to live, and support your family.
Yeah. And Annie's just on – I think she's, like, on the ride for it with them just to, like, you know, she's getting taken care of, too, by Chris and Nikki. And she sees dollar signs, and she's just –
I wrote that saying down that was really funny to me.
She doesn't do anything either.
She doesn't do anything either. And then in the tell-all where Sean's like, so, you know, what do you think about the comments where online everyone's calling you a gold digger? She's like, I love it.
I love it.
Who's not a gold lover? Hashtag gold lover. I mean, she is saying who she is. She's being plain and simple. And she's in it for a reason. And I know, Keith, you're out there saying, you know.
Keith, join us on the conversation.
You're saying she's innocent and all of this stuff. But low-key, she's probably the smartest out of all the couples. She's keeping it simple, but she's getting what she wants.
She's getting exactly what she wants.
And Nikki said it, too, where she's here because not only for herself, but for her family. Yeah,
she's getting probably money sent back home.
Yep.
Do you think Chris is forking that over too?
Where else are they getting money? Chris is funding two families here, his own and David and Annie. It's awful.
Something's
I just think it's all weird.
It's just weird. And then let's go on to talk about Antonio. Antonio called in. What did you think about his?
First of all, I think he's hilarious. He tells it like it is, and he tells it like it is. So he called in and basically said, Annie, you're a scammer, you're a liar, and you're a user, and you're just here for the green card, period. That's it. That's all. You're a gold digger. That's the gist of what he was saying. Yeah. And he has no respect for them. He's like, I'm sorry, I respect you, Nikki, and I respect you, Chris, but these two, bye.
Bye, I love you guys, but them, get out of here.
Yeah.
That must be so frustrating as a family member to see that, and they're just getting taken advantage of. And they're allowing it, too.
That's the whole thing.
And you actually saw him, he posted like a Facebook
live chat.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So he did like a 15-minute Facebook live chat, and it's all on YouTube, guys. If you want to check it out, please do.
Yes.
But basically, it's a tell-all. And he answers all the fans' questions, and he basically says that Annie is a scammer. She stole from Nikki. All the stuff that he said on the tell-all as well, where she's just using them for the green card and for the money. And if you think about it, like, look at all that they've done, and neither of them work. They've traveled.
They're on a paid vacation to do nothing.
To do nothing.
To scam and manipulate.
They literally have a sponsor.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, so that's what I was curious about because, and in the tell-all, Chris also mentioned to Annie, well, I'll give you $10,000 right now and you can go back to Thailand.
And did you see that she paused?
Yeah.
She paused.
She thought about it.
Oh, she thought about it.
And then she was like, no, I wouldn't accept $10,000. I wouldn't even accept $1 million because I love David.
Right. Because you know what she thought about? Because I thought about it too. Are you going to take the $10,000 and run? And then when he said, go back to Thailand and never come back? Or are you going to ride this 10-year sponsorship out?
She's going to ride it out.
You're going to ride it out because that's way more money for you.
Yeah.
It's way more money for you.
And then she's going to just take them through the ringer and she's going to drain them. Yep. I mean, they probably have so much money, but still.
The thing is, if they, like Sean said, if you guys are true to what you're saying and you cut them off, then truly cut them off and they're either going to sink or swim on their own.
Yeah. Have to cut them off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're in another state. How are they like still getting
Western Union?
Gosh, they're getting some sponsorships on these episodes, man.
For real, and from us.
Okay, one last thing I wanted to hit on.
Ooh, there's so much.
There's
more,
so much. So many notes I took.
We have
so,
to.
Yeah.
What are you gonna say?
I was gonna talk about how Nikki said that David couldn't even. The reason why he cheats is because he can only get women in. What did she say? Something about like you could only get women in Asia, but when he's over here, he can't get anybody.
Yeah. So the question was, Sean was asking the question to Annie, like, are you afraid that David's gonna cheat on you because he's cheated in his previous marriage?
Yeah. There you go.
And Annie says, no, I'm not afraid. And then Nikki says, well, you're not afraid because no one wants him. He has to go to Asia to find women. And the only reason that women like him is because they love foreigners. But in America, no one wants him.
They want to come over here.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Possibly. Well, that's why they that's the whole thing, right?
Yeah. So. Maybe they want to come over here. We're here. What are you gaining out of that situation if you're with David?
You're getting the green card.
A lot of problems.
I mean, Annie scored, though, with this, right? Because they have that sponsorship. And Chris and Nikki, at the end of the day, are not going to let Annie, you know, suffer.
I feel like she spotted him out, too. And she was like, oh, this is interesting. Yeah. Maybe she already knew about Nikki and Chris. And
probably.
Like, well, that's
probably.
So I'm going after.
On one of the tours that they were on.
Supposed tours.
Right. I think that we should definitely talk about Ashley, David's daughter. And
Ashley.
Her not being happy with this relationship, calling it a scam, being upset that the wedding, which I thought was kind of weird too, like out of all the days and the 90 days you have it on your daughter's
birthday,
and the daughter that you haven't seen in 4 years, who's already not happy with this relationship, and you kind of burn her, and she says, did you do this on purpose?
Do you think you did it on purpose?
I mean, there are a lot of days before 90 days.
Why? Like, just because he's pissed about how she reacted to Annie? Or is he just that big of a jerk that, like, I want to hurt my family so much more?
David's a loser, and losers do dumb things.
But plan it on your daughters.
I mean, what else could it be, Stacey? Like, he had every other day from the 90 days. It had to be on his daughter's birthday.
And then he said, well, this is about Annie. And
it's not about you.
It's not about you. And you're causing all these problems.
Yep. I thought it was awful.
I would just not talk to him anymore if I was his daughter. I'd be like, bye.
And I felt for her because she talked about how she really does want to reconcile the relationship with her dad because she has children, mm-hmm. and that's the granddad. And she just felt so hurt. And you could always see it in her eyes. Like, she's always on the brink of tears.
I know.
And oh, no way.
No!
They're telling us to wrap soon. We have so much more. Okay, so yeah, David and Annie. Annie's dress is beautiful. I think that they're not going to last.
They're not going to last. They're done. Well, I think she'll last for 10 years as she rides out, you know, the money train with Nikki and Chris. Okay, moving on to Elizabeth and Andre. What do you think of their wedding?
Wedding was beautiful. The venue was beautiful. The dress was beautiful. I'm so happy that the family is on board with them and supportive. I'm glad that the sisters have really kind of tried to reconcile with Andre, although I can see that there's still a little bit of friction there.
Yeah, he's putting in the effort to meet with the sisters, you know, try to build that relationship. I feel like he's so in love with her and she's in love with him. I feel like they actually have love out of all the couples.
Yeah.
And they sure as hell transformed that picnic. area, that park.
Everything was beautiful.
Yeah, everything looked amazing.
Everyone looked beautiful. Yeah. The dress was beautiful. The location was beautiful. The only thing I made a note was, yeah, was I was kind of sad that Andre's family, he had no one there. Which was sad. He was just all alone.
And he was calling her before.
Yeah.
And trying to reach her before the wedding, yeah, and he was all alone.
Well, but she was really being traditional, yeah, about it. And you know what? Their relationship is traditional. Now that I see the full picture, like, they communicate. But, yeah, Andre is the head of the household, which I think is kind of romantic. Yeah. And I like it.
And even seeing him on the tell-all, he stood up for Molly. I really like that. I feel he's actually a decent guy.
Yeah, he's like a man's man.
He's a man's man. And, mm-hmm, like, that guy's called Louisa Punk, yeah, which, what is what he is, you know?
Yep, a punk.
Just says it how it is. He, yep, just tells the truth. I like that. Okay, well, moving on to Josh and Ika. They really didn't give us anything more. They got married in Vegas.
In Vegas. Her dress was horrendous.
Yeah.
It looked like a clown bubble wedding dress.
Prom dress?
Yes, thank you.
Like a, yeah, flamboyant prom dress.
Yeah, it's for clowns.
Yeah, it was a little trashy.
And then her eyelashes. I know.
Fake eyelashes. Okay, I love, know what you're saying.
I love fake eyelashes. I wear fake eyelashes sometimes, but like,
<Me too. laughs>
those ones were intense for me.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know what? I'll take that back. The dress just wasn't for me. I'll say that.
The dress just wasn't for you. Well, she met his family too, and
they loved her.
They loved her,
and she loved them. And there was a lot of tears involved, and they got married.
Yeah. Do you think they'll last?
I think they'll last if they have a baby, because that's what she wants.
That's all she wants.
She wants a baby. And even in the tell-all, she was like, well, I can't answer if we're going to last because I have to make sure that I'm going to have a baby.
And he still hasn't got the vasectomy.
No. $15,000. Good luck with that.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, there's so much more to discuss. We want to hear from you. Hit us up in the comment section on YouTube. Tweet us. Everything, because,
yeah,
we love talking about these past couple episodes, and we love the couples. We're gonna miss them so much.
Yes, there's so much. So continue a conversation, yeah, like Stacey said. I'm Linda Antwi. You can follow me or find me at Linda Is So Girly all across social media, and I'm so willing to keep this conversation,
yes,
going.
Thank you, fans, for reaching out. We love hearing from you. I'm Stacey Olivas, and you can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. And happy holidays!
Happy holidays! Yay! We heart you.
Yes. Bye,
bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.